Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Manic Monday. Hope you enjoyed hearing Beth again by Kiss. Because me and the girls are playing all night. What happens when the shoe is on the other foot and it's the female who's out all night playing with the girls? I mean, honestly, doing honest hard work playing like in a rock band. What happens then? Huh? We should talk about that one day in the near future. Talk to guys who experience that feeling of wanting and yearning to be with that significant other, but that person is, you know, working and playing with the girls all night, huh? I love that song. Okay, well, apologies for the delay. Mike, I was already and to go on air at 5:30, but for some reason I kept going on and offline, on and offline, on and offline. I thought I was going to have to reschedule the show for another time because I kept going on, offline, right at showtime. So my apologies, but it's an important topic today, and it's the topic of stalking. But before I go into the topic of the show, I would like to congratulate Japan and also commend and congratulate the U.S. women's soccer team for playing a very, very good game. I honestly watched the game, and it was a spectacular game. Just an amazing game. The USA played terrific. Japan obviously played terrific because they became the victors. So, you know, I guess that's something after what the USA have experienced a lot this year, but Japan has definitely experienced a lot also, dealing with the tsunami and the earthquake and so on. So just shout out and congratulations to a very good game. Very, very good. I'm talking about the FIFA Women's World Cup Final, if you all did not see it or whatever. But check out ESPN.com and other sports networks, and you can see what I'm talking about. And also, I've tweeted and posted some stuff about the World Cup Final. And then also, I'd like to congratulate Darren Clark for becoming the champion out in Brenton during the golf tourney over there. But you all know what I'm excited about, what a lot of others are excited about. I'm excited about, you know, the soccer and the golf and so on. But I am so excited that it looks like we'll be getting some good news real, real soon, like as soon as tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's the 21st, and that's when the talks resume today, right? But hopefully we'll know something. If we don't know something today, it should be a definite, we should get some information on tomorrow during the NFL meetings in ATL. So, yeah, so, you know, shout out to, you know, everybody in ATL also. You all, you know, treat everybody right. Oh, yeah, so I'm excited. I mean, I'm not getting too excited, but hopefully we'll hear, hey, everything's back in order, we're back in business, and everybody can go back into doing what they do this time of year and, you know, preparing for the Super Bowl in Indianapolis this January. But I'm in the chat room right now, so I'm not sure if anyone's in the chat room yet. Okay, not yet. And time is very limited. And also, you know, just like other shows, I like to start. So there's a guest. Hello. Hello, guest. I like to, break the ice and start a conversation so we can talk about certain topics more in the future. So I just wanted to bring up this topic of stalking, and which is a very important topic also. Recently, you know, I like to read out definitions for those people who don't know what stalking is. But it's a form of harassment when you get unwanted attention from someone on different levels. And it's important to watch your own behavior also, even networking online. Sometimes I watch how I network with people, because I've always loved to network in person, and I enjoy networking online. But sometimes your networking can get kind of obsessive. And so it's important to know if someone is networking back with you or not. Or some people like you to send them information, but it's important to be consistent, but don't be obsessive. You know, I hear that a lot, especially from young artists, musicians, and so on, when I talk with them about how they network with other people in the music industry. And sometimes some wonder what is not enough and what is enough. I'm not saying that stalking or harassment, but sometimes some people can be obsessive in contacting with people because they want to get immediate feedback. So it's different forms of you know, harassment and stalking, but that's just a point that's dealing with online. That's something that I hear from, especially a lot of younger musicians and artists that are trying to get their material to the right sources and the right people, and they don't want to not network enough and send that info and not be consistent and persistent, but then also they don't want to be obsessive and want somebody to consider them a stalker or harassing them. You know, this is an example of online, you know, really. But a lot of people understand when you're being consistent. And that's not even what I was planning on talking about, but that's just something that I hear from young artists and musicians who talk about how to effectively network online. and you know how to blend the networking online and networking in person. But that's a whole nother topic on, especially dealing with, I guess, just networking, period, business networking. So we'll do a show on that, and I do more shows definitely on the business of music. But stalking is terrible. Stalking does not just affect celebrities, it affects non-celebrities. I myself am not a stranger to stalking. I always do my best to keep my eyes and ears open, because sometimes you're not aware that you're being stalked. And sometimes sometimes the stalking, especially if it's someone who is an admirer, sometimes it can be mistaken. It's just been flattery. Oh, this person just really admires me a lot. But it's important to be aware of warning signs, because sometimes that affectionate flattery, harmless flattery, can you don't know the mindset of the admirer. And sometimes that mindset can easily change to, I love you, but I hate you. So it's very, I'm talking from my own experiences also, and not just from research and from things that always been a topic that I've been interested in for most of my life, that topic. And so it's important to be aware of those behaviors and your own behavior also. But I just wanted to share that. But like I said, recently, some of my favorite celebrities have been the topics of stalking stories. Halle Berry, right there at her own home, a gentleman. Well, I wouldn't even call him a gentleman. A gentleman wouldn't act like that, right? But a guy, and not a stranger to her. He stalked her before, only 10 feet away from her. Paris Hilton, a repeat stalker, bothered her recently. And then also John Stone in the recent past couple months. Thank God for her neighbors spotting a couple guys stalking her home. They said that it was a murder plot. And now that's really scary, because they had a lot of creepy stuff in their car, you know, that they could have been. It was like a burglary, kidnapping, robbery plot. But my goodness, I wish I had to hold 30 minutes to talk about certain things. I already have only 90 seconds left, so I'm going to go over. And so if you're not able to listen to the show in its entirety, you can listen at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Cutshot Inc. at Beth. But I wanted to share this information regarding stalking laws. There's a site that's really interesting. It's very resourceful, and that's the ncvc.org. NCVC. That's the National Center for Victims of Crime. On August the 2nd and 3rd, 2011, the Stalking Resource Center of the National Center for Victims of Crime will be holding the National Conference on Stalking on campuses in Denver, Colorado, on August 2nd and 3rd. That's in just, a couple weeks. The National Conference on Stalking on campus will enhance the knowledge. And what's up with you all? What's up? NFL, we're hoping for the NFL to announce that the lockout will be over soon. That's what's up. So I'm going to continue talking about the National Conference on Stalking on Campus, and you all can listen to it in the near future. I'll schedule another show so I can have 30 minutes and not whatever the 13, 14 minutes that I have right now to talk more about this subject. Tomorrow's subject could be Cayley's Law. But, again, the National Conference on Stalking on Campus will enhance the knowledge, skills, and abilities of attendees to address the high rates of stalking on college and university campuses. The conference will provide important tools and resources, such as the newly released Model Campus Stalking Policy and information on relevant topics, including stalking and technology. There's an array of information at this site. The site again is ncvc.org/ncvc. And also, I was not aware. I knew it was a Stalking Awareness Month, but if you didn't know, a Stalking Know It, Name It, Stop It National Stalking Awareness Month is the month of January. And the website is stalkingawarenessmonth.org. I mean, January is right after the holidays, and it's less than 6 months away. But then also, there's another interesting website to visit called LifeScript. And LifeScript will provide the 10 signs that you are being stalked. I'm sure there's an update. It should be, but this article is dated 2007, but the signs that you are being stalked are still the same in 2011. Number one, if you're suspicious of any lurking around your workplace and neighborhood. Two, if you're being watched. Repeated phone calls is three. Inappropriate gifts is four. Finding yourself in a position of needing to be rescued is five. Six, manipulation. Seven, internet stalking. Eight, defamation of your character and insults. Nine, violence. And ten, just unwanted contact, just constant, consistent unwanted contact of any kind. But I tweeted and put it on my Tumblr page also. My Tumblr page, I like Tumblr. I've only been a Tumblr for about a month and a half, and I think it's pretty awesome. I'm still learning the features and everything. But my Tumblr name is KULEUTURESHOKENT, Beth, BETH, .tumblr.com. It's Cut the Shot, Inc., Beth. And so, you know, shout out to all my online friends. I approved many, many Facebook friend requests this weekend. But shout out to all my online friends and everyone who's been sending me YouTube videos and all my friends that I'm connected with on LinkedIn and MySpace. I do my best to be kind of consistent on my MySpace pages. One of my pages I cannot get access to my page. I guess I'm doing something wrong with one of my passwords. So, but shout out to all my online friends. But let's see. Since I'm doing this on overtime, let's see. There was some more stalking information that I had. But yeah, you visit those sites. And then also there's an anti-stalking law Facebook page also. And also, oh, remember to tune in to Soul TV on Ustream. First of all, like and friend Austin Brown on Facebook and follow him on Twitter at Austin Brown. It's a Jackson. He's Ruby Jackson and her husband Nathaniel Brown's third child, you know. He's influenced by the best, his whole family. You know, spent a lot of time with his late uncle Michael Jackson and is very close to his aunt Janet Jackson. Well, he will be appearing online on Ustream, on a popular music Ustream show tonight, Soul TV. Follow him, visit his Facebook page, and interact with fan sites that support Austin Brown so you can know what's going on. But I know he was definitely, he provided information on the Ustream channel. He would definitely be on live on Ustream tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific time. And I believe that's 11 o'clock my time, Central time. And then also on the 27th, he would be on Lopez Tonight, which is very exciting, his first late night appearance on Late Night Show. So I think that is awesome. That's an awesome show also. So I just wanted to share that with you all. But again, hopefully I will be spending time with you all tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. Like I said, honestly, this morning I was ready to go on there at 5:30, but Murphy's Law happened. My computer just kept going on and offline. But I will talk with you all tomorrow, God willing. And you all have a blessed Monday. and a happy, happy week. And we'll also talk about some more things also on tomorrow. So God bless, and I thank each and every one of you for your support. I shout out my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and producers, and also I shout out the advertisers who advertise doing blogtalkradio.com, a program in period, and doing my programs live and my archive shows. Thank you, and God bless.